There is a meat delivery service that has been saving my butt on my son's little league nights and long schoolwork evenings with my teenager, but it would also take a lot of work out of meal prep too. Just Meats. They simplify life without compromising on health. They come seasoned and cooked and ready to be reheated in just 1 to 2 minutes. All you have to do is prepare your sides and you have a full meal on the table. So easy, so delicious, so affordable. These are premium quality and new flavors drop regularly. You cook them in just 1 to 2 weeks, or you can pop them in the freezer for 4 to 6 months. My family has been loving them. Let's be honest, they just make me a happier mom too. You can choose from chicken, pork, or beef options. You're going to love them and the unique sauces that each meat comes with. So head to the link in my show notes for $15 off your order, and that can also be combined with 25% off your first order. You have to try these. Hello, hello, friends, and welcome back to another episode of Elevate with Erica. If you're called, you're equipped. So I shared this as a note on my social media earlier this week, and it sparked some conversations. So I thought, okay, we're going to need to do an episode on this. If you're called, you're equipped. I want to talk more about this because I think that we have all been our own worst critic at some point. We all have disqualified ourselves from the ability to do something, to learn how to do something. And at some point, we have to stop doing that to ourselves. At some point, we have to decide we're going to change that narrative. And we could be talking about ourselves out of the joy that could add to our lives, the connections that we could make while pursuing that thing, the places that that thing could lead us to, the opportunities, the doors that it could open for us, the pathway it could be to something else. We could be talking ourselves out of the very thing that we were created to do. And I'm not saying that this needs to be some big grandiose thing like, hell, right now I just want to learn how to make a sourdough starter. I'm a baker, cookies and pies specifically, and I'm telling myself that I won't be able to make the sourdough bread when so many people are doing it that aren't bakers. So why not me? Why am I telling myself I can't when I actually want to? I love bread. I love baking. I heard you could kill the sourdough starter multiple times. And I'm like, yeah, no, I can't. Like, it sounds ridiculous when we give that inner worst critic an outside voice, doesn't it? Like, next time you catch yourself criticizing yourself, you should just stop and say what you're saying in your head out loud. For some reason, doing that makes it sound much more ridiculous and harsh than it does in our head. And there's probably some like science-backed research behind that. Try it. It's all the proof I need. I'm also really looking to start my own merch line, and it's been tugging at me for a couple of years now, you guys. I set up my Shopify account like 2 years ago. I've never done anything, but there's just so much that I don't know that I catch myself thinking that it's too much to take on. I won't be able to figure it out. I don't know the right people. I don't have any money to invest into it. I have no one to help me promote it. Why would anyone want to buy something that I created? But see, then I hear someone else's story, someone else who did it, and I feel that little bit of envy. Same way I feel when I see someone slice into their fresh baked sourdough bread. But seriously, I feel that bit of envy. And I was listening to a podcast this past week, and it was the story of a woman who created this fitness brand from scratch. And she's getting to do what she loves to do now, and she's super successful at it. It's fruitful, right? It's bringing joy into her life. And she's doing what she was created to do. She stepped into her calling. So I started feeling that envy, and almost without even realizing it, my inner worst critic comes into the conversation and starts filling my head with thoughts of, you don't have the connections that she has. You're not as driven. You don't focus enough to achieve something like that. How do you even begin that kind of thing? What are like those beginning baby steps? Like, how did she get it off the ground? How would I even get the ball rolling? There's too much that I don't know. I can't do that. And I'm literally looking in the mirror at myself, doing my makeup, listening to this girl's success story on this podcast. And those are the thoughts that are running through my head. And I think because I was making eye contact with myself in the mirror, I caught myself. It was almost as good if I had just said those things out loud. And I realized how ridiculous those thoughts were. And I literally said out loud to myself, "Erica, you can Google." One of my favorite sayings in building my fitness coaching business and what I always recommend to new partners who join my team is to learn how to GTS, Google that shh. By the way, I have to share this little piece because I thought it was funny. I keep listening to this episode, right? This podcast episode after I called myself out. And she literally goes, "I had no idea how to start a business. And so I Googled it." I think that the universe served that up especially for me. She said, "I Googled it and I found a 10-step document that someone had created totally free. And I just started checking the things off." Now, it takes more than a 10-step document, right, to start a business, but it was a starting point for her. It got her to take action. It was the baby steps that she needed to gain momentum. And today she's living in her calling because of that 10-step document. So if you're called, you're equipped. If you're called, what does that mean? Name the high power that you worship, God, the universe, both, or another. I've seen quotes like, "God doesn't call the qualified, he qualifies the called," or, "When God calls you, he will equip you." What I think it means fundamentally is that when something is placed on our heart, tugging at our soul, when something grabs you every time you see it, every time you see someone else doing it, when something just reminds you of that thing, sometimes I think feeling envious or jealousy is a good sign to follow it. Follow your jealousy and get curious. It might tell you what's missing from your own life. So when you feel those tugs, there's a reason. Otherwise, that interest wouldn't be calling. So let's move on to the second piece. You're equipped. Explore that call. Get curious. Google it. GTS. Ask someone already doing it about their success. This is another time that social media is a gift and can be a great resource for you to connect with people that are outside of your like close circle. What about just trying? What about just failing and being okay with that? Learning from that and trying again. What if I kill my first sourdough starter and proceed to kill the next five? Who cares? One of those times, I'm going to get it because I'm going to learn a little more with every attempt. It's already within you today to take the first step forward toward what's calling you. Therefore, you are equipped. You are equipped to figure out the rest as you go. Not on anyone else's storyline, but on your own time, on God's time, on the universe's time. And you may be hearing this right now and thinking, I don't know, Erica, to do this thing, I need more money. I need more time. I need to wait until I need to know the right people. I need to be smarter. I need to be more focused. I need to be more disciplined. I'm just not those things. I don't have those things. It's nice for that person that's good at it, but that's not me. I mean, I wish it was me, but it's not me. And to that I say, if you are called, you are equipped. I shared this on my social media yesterday, and so I'm going to share it here too, because there's always one person who is writing off this type of message because they've taken it out of context to allow themselves to continue playing small. So let me just clear that out. I'm not talking about that calling to win the lottery. I hear that too. It's calling. And I'm not talking about the calling to sing like Whitney Houston. I always say if I could sing, I would just never actually speak any words. I would just sing every single thing, which is probably why I wasn't given the gift, because how obnoxious would I be, right? Most of you know I'm not talking about those things, but there's always those people who get in the DMs and they start typing away to bash something I've said, taking it out of context. So there, take that. I'm talking about the things calling you that you know you are actually perfectly capable of figuring out. The things when you take the words of your inner critic who is shutting those things down, when you take those words and you say them out loud, you realize just how ridiculous those thoughts are. That the people doing those things who are having success started out from the bottom too. And sure, maybe they did know some people or had more time or money or were naturally good at a fundamental skill that helped them see success faster. But that doesn't mean that you too can't see success, can't find joy in the same thing. Once you succeed, once you're doing the thing, your joy isn't any less because it took you longer to get there, right? Heck, you might even feel more joy because it took you more time to get good at it. So you appreciate it more. So why are you rushing? Why do you think if you don't know how to do it today, that you can't do it at all? Why are we writing ourselves off from what we were created to do? At some point, we have to stop that, right? At some point, we have to change the narrative. And we can make that point today. First and foremost, I was serious about catching yourself, catching your inner worst critic, stopping them in their tracks when they're trying to disqualify you, catching that inner voice when you start to feel a bit of jealousy and bashing someone else too. I want you to stop and go somewhere where you can say the things that you're thinking out loud to yourself. It's going to require an incredible level of self-awareness, but it's going to lead to amazing things, action, joy, and progress in your own life. I promise you. When you hear those thoughts out loud, you're going to realize how little truth there is in them. And you're also going to realize how harsh and damaging those words are. If you feel like you lack confidence, look there. Second, listen to your calls. And that's going to require you to hush the noise of the world sometimes so that you can hear those things and feel the world again. Social media eats up so much of our free time that we can't hear what's calling us. We forget to do the things that actually bring us joy. We forget what those things even are. We're just so consumed by something all of the time. And this is why so many of us do our best thinking in the shower, right? Because it's finally quiet. And third, own that you are equipped to take that first step and that you're equipped to figure out the rest along the way. Recognize that being equipped doesn't mean there will be zero failure. There will be, I assure you. Those failures are opportunities to get better. Being equipped just means it's within you to figure it out. It's figure outable. You have a track record of figuring things out. It's called being an adult and being a parent. We are just figuring things out. So you can figure this thing out too. I'm going to share with you three of my callings that I've been feeling lately. These are the things where I feel a little sting of jealousy every time I see someone else successful at it. Ready? They're a little random and they have nothing to do with each other. My merch line that I already shared, sourdough bread and playing guitar. What are yours? Feel free to share them with me. Reach out to me on social media. Give them a voice. It's scary. Just do it anyway. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend that you think should hear this too, or share it on your social media and be sure to tag me so that I can personally thank you. This show wouldn't have the listener base that it does without you. I need your help and I appreciate you taking a minute or two to do that. Remember, if you're feeling that tug towards something, if it keeps popping up in your life, don't dismiss it. Lean into it, explore it. Because if you're called, you're equipped. take a moment to pause and reflect on those inner dialogues that are holding you back. Say them out loud, and you'll often find that they lose their power. It's okay to start small and to take those baby steps towards your dreams. I shared with you some of my recent callings, and I would love to hear yours too. So please connect with me on social media and let's give those callings a voice together. If you give me permission, I'll even share them in my stories. Thank you for being a part of this community, for your support, and for believing in the journey of growth and self-discovery. Together, we're going to change the narrative in our minds, right? And we're going to step into the joy and fulfillment that we were created for. Until next episode, friends.
If you've been listening to this podcast for a while or receiving my newsletters, then you know I am a big fan of Flowdesk. If you haven't heard of Flowdesk before, it's a beautiful, intuitive email marketing tool that I use to consistently email my list. Before I signed up for Flowdesk, I rarely sent out newsletters and I wasn't leveraging email marketing to its full potential in my business. I struggled to find a tool that was easy to use with customizable designs that helped me stay true to my brand. But once I decided to move to Flowdesk, the difference it made in my business was huge. Since signing up over 3 years ago, I've sent countless emails. It's become a vital tool for me to market my business and make money. Here are some of the top reasons I love using it. First, it's really intuitive and easy to use. They have tons of beautiful templates that give me a starting point and ensure my emails look great on all devices. I can load my brand elements like my logo, colors, and fonts so that each email looks consistent and on brand. And it's so easy to create subscriber segments through Flowdesk opt-in forms, which helps me organize my list and send my subscribers hyper-personalized content based on their interests. They also have a brilliant analytics tool, which tells me really useful information about my subscribers and how they're interacting with my emails. There are so many things I love about using Flowdesk, but one of the best parts is that I can have unlimited emails and subscribers for one flat rate forever. If you want to check it out, you can head to my link in the show notes, which will give you 50% off your first year. Flowdesk has definitely been one of the tools that has had the biggest impact on my marketing, and I can't wait for you to check it out.